Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to a Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the Healthy Building Blocks Show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and I'm joined by certified integrated nutrition coach Penny McElroy as we learn all about the building blocks to good health. When it comes to holiday stress, it usually isn't something that happens overnight. It seems to creep up on us when we least expect it. On today's show, Penny will help us identify some of the hidden triggers that can cause a buildup of stress over the holiday season. So, Penny, why is it that we suffer from holiday stress? I mean, it's not like as if the holidays are a big surprise. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, they all come at the same time of year every year. We know it's coming. So why is it that holiday stress causes so much strife in our life?
Mainly because we're focused on task. We realize that we've got this task and that task and this task and that one over there that needs to be done. So we do it to ourselves. We give ourselves too much to do. And it sneaks up on us. So many of us don't, most of us, I think, don't realize, don't recognize the fact that we're stressed. We don't recognize the symptoms. Yeah, we've got family coming over. We want our house to look nice. Who wants their mother-in-law to see their dirty house? Yeah, we've got Christmas shopping that needs to be done. We have people at work. We have parties that we're going to. And all of this creeps up on us. It eats into our sleep time. It causes us to tense up, to grind our teeth maybe even in our sleep. And little by little, it'll creep up on you, and before you know it, you've got some health issues that are showing up because of the stress that you're under, and you may not even have known that you were under stress. So we need to be aware of when we are under stress, how our body reacts to it, and then what can we do to actually cope with it and not be affected as dramatically from the stress that we're under.
You know, it almost seems like we have just this crazy set of unrealistic expectations during a really short amount of time. I mean, if we actually did for the rest of the year the kind of busy tasks and just the expectations and the high pressure that we do in, you know, from Thanksgiving through New Year's, we'd go nuts. You know, it's impossible to maintain that over a long period of time. And so it seems like we need to kind of sit back and kind of maybe, I don't want to say lower your expectations, but don't strive for perfection.
No, and we will talk about how important it is not to try to be a perfectionist with this. Everybody is different, and everybody handles it differently. You know, some people, they internalize their stress, and that's the worst kind. Because that's when you really don't know that you're all stressed out. And it shows up in colds. It shows up in headaches. It shows up in irritability. And then that takes the fun out of the holidays. You know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to remember, what is the holidays all about? You know, it's supposed to be having fun with your family. It's supposed to be remembering that Christ died for our sins. We're supposed to... What we need to do is love ourselves enough to put the fun back in the holidays and take the drudgery out. So what? Everything doesn't get done. So what? The tree's not perfect. What does it really matter? After years of trying to keep things perfection, does it really matter? You know, and to me it doesn't. We need to go back to the basics. We need to enjoy the holidays. We need to find what the reason for those holidays are and enjoy life.
You know, I think that you've just, you know, really hit it on the head there, that if you're over-busying yourself and you're hyper-task-focused and you're not enjoying any of the celebratory aspects and, you know, family and friends and celebration aspects of the season, you're missing out on really what the whole purpose of getting together. You know, for Thanksgiving, we get together and we give thanks, and we're really grateful for everything that we have in our life, the people, the situations that we've been in, the experiences that we've had, the challenges that we've come through. And then we, you know, start ramping up for Christmas, and we start thinking that, well, I have to get the perfect gift, and I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I need to go to this party and that party, and, you know, we just kind of make ourselves a little nuts. And so just give yourself permission to take it easy and not, and I think that's one of the hidden things, is that we forget that it's okay to not go to every party. It's okay to be selective on which events that you're going to go to. And think about it this way. If you're at every party, nobody has a chance to miss you. So if you are selective on the ones that you go to, then when you show up, it's a real treat.
It is, exactly. And it's hard to talk to someone that is high, very task-oriented, because they honestly believe that these things have to be done. So you need to ask yourself, what happens if it's not? You know, what really happens if it's not complete? You know, what really happens if I don't get it all done? Yeah, is the world going to fall apart? No. You know, are my kids going to enjoy it more if I'm sitting on the floor and helping them put the Christmas tree together? Are they going to enjoy more going in and opening up the gifts? One of the things I think that happens once Christmas Day actually arrives and we put ourselves through all this stuff and we sit there and we watch people open gifts, people I think are kids end up playing. How many times did your kids end up playing with the box rather than what was in it?
But no, you're right. When the kids were really little, they loved the big boxes that their presents came in. And that would be like they'd turn it into a fort, they'd turn it into like a bunk or like a tent and all kinds of fun stuff. So it really is some of the simplest things that, you know, make the moments. And then we wound up laughing about it and having fun with it. I think a lot of folks feel released once Christmas has come and gone, because now it's kind of like between Christmas and New Year's, it's not so stressful unless you're trying to get the perfect date or something. But other than that, I think it is a little bit more of a relaxed time than trying to build up towards, you know, Christmas. So, Penny, what are some of the hidden things that we should look out for? Maybe something that we're, like you said, sometimes we don't recognize that things are piling up and piling up and piling up. And all of a sudden we have maybe a breakdown moment, or we have just this, you know, high stress and really big frustration. Sometimes we get so angry that we cry, and that's not what the season's about. So what are some of those indicators that we should look out for so maybe we can avoid having that kind of a, you know, challenging moment?
Well, that's where you need to be in tune with your body. You have a stress level that you cannot go above. Mine is different than yours. Everybody's is different. And you've got to recognize when that is. And then you've got to take a step back and take some me time, you know, meditate, listen to music. There's all types of things, and we'll go into that later on throughout the month. We'll go into it. But these are things that you've got to be aware of. Pay attention to your body. Hear your body when it's telling you enough is enough. I know when I get so tired that I just cannot go any longer, it'll start in my shoulders. And I know that I'm stressed. I know that it's time to rest. My body's telling me that. The next thing is that I actually kind of get lightheaded. You know, those are things that happen to my body when I know that it's time to shut the day off. You know, it's time to shut the week off. You've got to give yourself time to be able to recoup from this. And there's all kinds of tips and ways that you can do that. But my advice to everybody is be in tune with what your body is telling you. It will tell you when you've reached your limit. Listen to it.
You know, that's so important. I couldn't agree more, because if we're not in tune to our body, if we start ignoring those signals that it's giving us that we're reaching those limits, you will have a moment where your body says, I've had enough, and I don't care who knows I've had enough. And it can manifest itself either in, you know, just uncontrollable tears or uncontrollable anger, or just a moment where you just feel bewildered with everything that's going on. How do I know that? You know, because I'm human and I've been through it before. And so I really have, in my, as years have gone by, gotten less and less stressed with the actual tasking of Christmas, and have actually enjoyed more of the moments of Christmas and the holiday season. So that's my suggestion to folks. Cut yourself some slack. And I agree with Penny. Listen to your body. It speaks slowly, and then eventually it speaks really, or softly, and eventually it speaks really loudly. It's better if you listen to it when it speaks softly, so you can avoid kind of a little bit of the chaos that can occur.
Agreed.
Well, folks, as Penny mentioned, we are going to be addressing holiday stress, and we're going to be, over the course of the month, we're also going to be giving you tips for how to manage it, suggestions for, you know, having restful sleep during the holidays, how to manage those holiday parties, and so much more. Shows are every Tuesday and every Thursday, and we thank you for joining us.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.